Welcome back to another spectacular perspective on a new book. So today's book is Maximum Ride, The Final Warning. It is a book written in 2008 by James Patterson. James Patterson is one of the best authors, in my opinion. You should go check out some of his books. So, Maximum Ride, The Final Warning is about a group of teenage kids that were basically transmutated in a lab. They have wings. I know, right? Wings. Crazy. Start of this book, basically, they are being contracted by the U.S. government so that they can study them and figure out how their brain mentality works and how their wings work and stuff like that. Kids don't really like that, and so they bust their asses out of there and get out. Then there, Max's mom, Max is the main character if you did not know, Max's mom, she sets them up with the scientists that are going to study climate change in Antarctica. And this is where the initial problem starts. Angel, who is another one of the characters in the book, she gets trapped in a, cavity with their two dogs, Total and Aquila, and both Max and Fang end up rescuing Angel, but they get stuck in a snowstorm, and which leads them to get kidnapped by the bad guys. Eventually, when they get back into the city, specifically Florida, where the bad guys take them, they are introduced to this head person, but he's not really a person. He is more of a head with a bunch of little boxes with all his vital organs in it, surrounded by gears. It's really cool to see. And they end up being auctioned off, and a giant hurricane hits. A lot more stuff happens. They eventually get set free, and they go their own separate ways, and they all go back to their mom, which is really great. So Maximum Ride is the main character in this book. I would compare her to myself as being a very strong-willed leader, but she can also be very strong-headed like myself. She's very positive in most ways. At the same time, she is a normal teenager. She can be very conflicted. Max is one of my definite favorite books in these series. Like, she always has such a unique look on the way things are going, and not just from having to lead the flock so many different times. It's from her own experiences without the flock and just being a teenager, which she barely ever gets to do. And then, she is who is telling the story in this specific book. So she has the main point of view. If another character were to tell this story to us, I have a feeling I probably wouldn't like it as much. Fang, for me, I think he would be a little bit too dark. The Gasman and Iggy, it would be explosions and bombs and farts. That's literally their entire, mantra. It's hilarious. Another reason, you guys should totally go read this book. It's amazing. Maximum Ride has always been one of my go-to books when I need cheering up or I need to take a new stance on a problem, because they always have managed to come up with such creative and exciting ways to talk about something. It's such a blast to be able to read these books. So I suggest you go take a look at one of these books, whether it's The Final Warning, Saving the World and Other Extreme Sports, The Angel Experiment. All these are amazing books. Go take a look at them. That'll be all, good folks. Bye.